The top story we're following for you this evening, a small private plane has crashed into a Pepco electrical transmission tower in Montgomery Village. Joining us live from the scene, WTOP's John Aaron. John.
Yeah, Dick, I'm looking at the plane right now. I'm at the Goshen Plaza Shopping Center in Montgomery Village, where is right near where this plane went into these power lines. It's a white plane that's sitting about 100 feet suspended in those power lines right next to a large tower. We are watching a very large rescue effort take shape right now with firefighters from Montgomery County, Washington, D.C., and we're told possibly other locations coming together right now to formulate a plan to get what we're told are two people out of this plane, which is suspended in these power lines. The rescue plan sounds like it's going to be a very complicated one. They're going to have to send workers up this tower in order to ensure that the lines have been de-energized. Then after that, they have to secure the plane to the tower to make sure the plane doesn't move when they try to rescue people. Then we're told they're going to bring in an extraordinarily large crane. This could certainly take quite a while. We're still waiting for these resources to arrive. Some of them arrive on scene, and it could be what sounds like a very in-depth process in order to rescue these people. Reporting live from Montgomery Village, John Aaron, WTOP News.
John, it's been several hours. These two individuals have been trapped aboard the plane. Any word on their condition?
We've gotten word from the Montgomery County Fire Rescue spokesperson that they are okay. The chief did not directly address that question when I asked it to him, but we've since gotten word that they're okay. They are in contact, the chief said, with people, with rescuers right now. They're being told to conserve their cell phone battery. But firefighters are able, rescuers, police are able to be in contact with the people in the plane right now.
Great. WTOP's John Aaron reporting live from Gaithersburg in the Montgomery Village area.